Hachette Audio presents Silver Girl, written by Ellen Hildebrand, read by Janet Metzger and Marianne Frollo.
For my daughter, Shelby Catherine Cunningham, I am at a loss for the words to describe you. Graceful, vivacious, captivating, all of these, yes, my love, and more. Part 1. Meredith Martin DeLynn. They had agreed not to speak about anything meaningful until Meredith was safely inside the house on Nantucket. First, they had the highway to face. Meredith knew it too well. Just like every other American with a home, or in her case, three homes, between Maine and Florida. There were the 93 tedious exits of Connecticut before they crossed into Rhode Island and, a scant hour later, Massachusetts. As they drove over the Sagamore Bridge, the sun came up, giving the Cape Cod Canal a cheerful pink glaze that hurt Meredith's eyes. There was no traffic on the bridge, even though it was the 1st of July. That was why Connie liked to do the drive overnight. Finally, they arrived in Hyannis, a town Meredith had visited once with her parents in the early 1970s. She remembered her mother, Deidre Martin, insisting they drive by the Kennedy compound. There had been guards. It was just a few years after Bobby's assassination. Meredith remembered her father, Chick Martin, encouraging her.